It's A Wildcat Tale, Keystone's Road to State, presented here on WEOL by Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, and the Keystone Athletic Team supporters. I'm Rock Onushi with WEOL, and an absolute honor to be traveling to Dayton with the Keystone Lady Wildcats basketball team as they get set to take on Columbus Afrocentric in tonight's Division III state semifinal. It's been quite a tournament trail for these Keystone Lady Wildcats. It all got started in a sectional semifinal win. 40-23 was the final score over Youngstown Liberty, as Keystone then marched on to the sectional final, where they took care of business 53-8, winners over Campbell Memorial. That then brought us to the district round, where in the district semis, it was Keystone yet again, a 48-43 winner over Rootstown. We'll hear highlights from the rounds after that, but first and foremost, let's hear from Keystone head girls basketball coach Rocky Houston, as I had a chance to catch up with Rock earlier this week, and we talked about how he initially came to Keystone a couple of years ago, making his way over from Midview High School, initially joining the boys basketball program before eventually taking over for the girls. We also talked about how this current group of girls really came into their own over these past few years. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Keystone head girls basketball coach Rocky Houston. Talking with Keystone girls head basketball coach Rocky Houston, it is a wildcat tale, Keystone's road to Dayton. They have punched their ticket to the state final four. They got there, Coach, on some tense ball games, no question about that. And I want to talk about some of these postseason games that you guys have had, but just kind of an overview on you. And I tried to do some research before talking to you. When did you take over the program here at Keystone?
5 years ago. So it was the 2019-20 season.
What strides has this program taken since you've become the head of it? That maybe you're most proud of, whether that's a style of play, whether that's, you know, getting to the point where you guys are now. What are kind of maybe some of the strides that you guys have taken that have made you most proud?
Really, it's getting the girls to buy in to compete every possession. You're going to have strengths and weaknesses. You know, some teams can do all the different stuff we do defensively because the personnel allows you to do it. Some teams you can't, so you got to run a 2-3 zone, or you got to run a 1-2-2, or you got to run more man stuff because they don't have the skill set to do certain things. Where you know these girls have the skill set to do a lot of different things, so you know it makes it a little bit easier when it comes to that. But the biggest thing is getting them to buy in and compete every possession. Doesn't make a difference if you're in foul trouble, doesn't make a difference if you're tired, doesn't make a difference what the scoreboard says. You've got to compete every possession, and when you do that and the girls buy into that, and then they believe in what you're telling them to do and coaching them up to do, then, you know, it leads to success. You know, this year is obviously a little different type of success, but I mean, we've had success over the last couple of years.
Sure.
And you know, you win some conference championships and done some pretty special things. You know, this is just a whole different layer to that. You know, it's kind of like extra icing on the cake, but getting the girls to compete every possession and do what you ask them to do as a coach, and ignoring all the noise that's going on around them, because there's a lot of people that are yelling out and trying to get them to do other things, and it's not what we want them to do, and they do a great job of listening to myself and the coach and staff.
You know, you've said that before this year, and I actually noticed that during one of these tournament games. It might have actually been the Chippewa game. I look over, and, you know, you guys get the ball off of a defensive rebound, and you can see parents, you know, go, sprint, move down the floor, do this and that. And your girls, like you just said, they don't really listen to that. They do a great job of just listening to you and buying in to what you're saying. That can be a challenge, it seems like, maybe at the high school level when you got, you know, teenagers that are very impressionable and, you know, they kind of want to listen to their parents too.
Right. And, you know, it's not even at the high, it starts way younger than that you get, you know, where you have that, where, you know, kids are hearing to do other things than what they're being coached to do. And once you get the kids to believe in what you're doing, and they see it by, you know, having success, you know, and you're winning games and you win conferences and stuff like that, they trust you at that point in time. And it makes a big difference. You know, the programs where you struggle and you're not getting wins and that kind of stuff, then, you know, it's a lot easier for the kids to listen to what's going on from the stands and do things that your coaches don't want them to do. You know, we're just fortunate that we've been able to turn the program around, get to where we're at, and have the success that we have. So now we got the girls that are willing to, you know, be coachable, and they just spend the time to get better. And, you know, like I said, you just hope that enough of those girls really fall in love with the game of basketball. And when they do, you know, it just changes things.
You got one in Maddie. That's for dang sure.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a special player.
Yeah, no question. Again, we're talking with Keystone Head Girls Basketball Coach Rocky Houston. They're getting ready to take on Columbus Afrocentric here later on this evening. Your two seniors, Jess and Helena, your daughter, obviously. When they were freshmen, as I was kind of looking this up, what did you guys win? I think just seven games.
That was the COVID year, so we were four games shy of a normal season. So, like, I think we ended up playing 19 total games. Regular season, you had to play 22 plus one tournament game. So we would have had 23 games in. So there were four games shy of really having, you know, 4 years of complete basketball. And when you look at the two of them, you know, Helena's winning percentage, she's got like 68 wins now. And Jess has 71 wins. Helena missed some games because of that broken finger last year. And Helena's winning, it's like 77% of her games. Jess is 72% of her games played.
Pretty good.
They're right in the top 10 in the school when it comes to the quantity of wins and the winning percentage. And they've got some unbelievable school records. You know, Jess is, she's the all-time rebound career holder. She's got 959, and she has those four games, plus this game coming up, she'd hit 1,000 rebounds. She's got the single season rebound mark, and she just rebroke her record that she set as a freshman. She broke it this year, just last game or the game before last, where she exceeded that. And then she has the single game 21 rebound record, you know. And then Helena, you know, she has the career assist record. She has the single game record of 11 in a game. And she's one away from tying the single season record for assists. She's at 102. The record's 103. So if she gets one, she ties it. Two, she breaks it. She's tied with number one in the state for charges taken. There's three girls that have 17 charges taken this year. So she's got the school record for charges in a season. She's got the school record career for charges in a career. She has the steal record. She's tied with nine steals in a game. So these two girls have done remarkable things in their 4 years. And it's one of those things, some of it is, you know, you're an opportunity where you got to start as a freshman and you took full advantage of it. Some of it is that they've worked at the game of basketball to get better. But, you know, they're going to leave here as highly decorated or more decorated than any girls basketball players that have ever been at Keystone. And that's not even going into three straight conference championships. Two sectional titles, a district title, a regional title. They're in the Final Four. They've got 28 wins, which is the most wins ever in Lorain County, which is what the Chronicle put in the paper the other day. I had no idea. 27 was the record. So we have 28 wins, which is the most wins now.
Incredible.
You know, and you're the first team to go undefeated in school history, the first team to go undefeated since there's been a 22-game season. You know, and you just start putting all that stuff on, and it just blows you away to think that, you know, these girls who had – and they're the ones – they had seven wins. You know, they were here when it was a struggle and turned the program around. Mm-hmm. Viv in Brooklyn – they came in, we won. We just got to share a conference.
And
we just
wins,
been better,
yeah.
better. Maddie Sokolowski's never even lost a high school basketball game. She has no idea she has no idea what it is to lose a game. So
that's incredible to think about.
You know, when you start thinking about that stuff and you're putting that stuff in perspective and what these girls have been part of, the whole program, but, you know, just for that, the six especially, for them to grow with this program, it's just amazing. And I, you know, you're going to see something here that's never existed. They're the first. So you're going to see a banner up there. They're the first team who did this, and they're the first team who's done that. You know, somebody ever does it, there's number two. They are the second ones. They're the first ones to do all this stuff. You know, and it's something that, you know, when you walk in this school in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and you can show your family, and this is me, this is us.
Yeah.
Anybody who walks into school and looks up and they see this stuff, you know, it's all these girls. They're going to be in the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt this team is going to be in the Hall of Fame. You know, they got to wait 10 years before any of that stuff can get put up. But, you know, the stuff they've done is just remarkable.
And that's Keystone Head Girls basketball coach Rocky Houston, who was kind enough to share some time with me this week as him and his girls get set to take on Columbus Afrocentric in tonight's Division III state semifinal. Well, one of the stops that they needed to take to get to this point included all the way out near Pennsylvania at Cortland Lakeview High School, where they had a thrilling overtime victory against Columbiana Crestview, the Rebels, in what was a battle of then undefeated teams on both sides of the coin. So let's relive how that overtime thrilling win against Crestview went.
25 seconds left to go. Sokolowski has it, met by Emily Downey. Down to 20. Sokolowski still has it. Picks up her dribble, now finds Jess Forthover. Forthover with it. Hands it off to Vivian Castle. We're down to 14. Castle with it. Still dribbling. Now to Sokolowski. We're down to 10. Inside to Forthover. Her layup is good! Jess Forthover for the lead with 6 seconds left to go. So here we go. 6.2 seconds left to go. Look at the Keystone faithful that have invaded the Crestview side. Everybody on their feet here at Cortland Lakeview High School. 6.2 to go. DeCross gets it into Addison Rhodes, working against Sokolowski. Rhodes attacking, fires one up, it's no good. Gaskins, the putback is in, and we're going to overtime. Worth over with it. Left side over to Vivian Castle, looking to attack baseline. Half spin move, now floats it up, and got it. Vivian Castle gives Keystone a 33-31 lead. Under 3 minutes left to go here in the overtime period. Vivian Castle on a tear here in this second half. She's got 15 points. Fourth over dribbling, hands it off to Sokolowski. Sokolowski looking to penetrate, kicks it to Houston in the corner. Up top to Sokolowski, skips it to Barber, now to fourth over. Fourth over, working against LaBraine Gaskins. Hop step inside, it's up, counted and the foul! Fourth over has it, now to Sokolowski. Sokolowski to a cutting Barber, kisses it off the glass for two! Brooklyn Barber gives Keystone a 6-point lead. They lead 37-31, 1:40 left to go. First free throw from fourth over, in and out, no good. Still a two-possession game. Fourth over with four in the contest. Shoots it, scores it. Fourth over makes this a 7-point lead. And that may really officially do it. 8 seconds left to go. Rhodes with it to the corner. Meyer Miller puts it on the floor to Gaskins inside. Gaskins goes up, missed it. 2-1, and that's going to do it. Keystone is your Northeast 1 Division 3 district champion.
You're listening to A Wildcat Tale, Keystone's Road to State, presented by Nick Abraham Elyria Ford and Keystone Athletic Team supporters on AM 930 WEOL.
Back on A Wildcat Tale, Keystone's Road to State, presented here on WEOL by Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, and the Keystone Athletic Team supporters. Rocco Nushi here with you from WEOL as I get set to call tonight's contest with Jared Kozar on WEOL. It'll be Keystone taking on Columbus Afrocentric in the Division III state semifinal. Well, another member of our team here at WEOL Sports and Sales, Rob Polinsky, had a chance to catch up with former Keystone Head Girls basketball coach Scott Terry. I actually met Scott earlier on in this tournament. He joined us at halftime of one of these tournament games for Keystone. So Rob and Scott had a wonderful conversation just about the background of the team, Scott's time there, and what he thinks about this current bunch led by Rocky Houston. So here's Rob with former Keystone Head Girls basketball coach Scott Terry.
Keystone former head coach Scott Terry, as the Keystone Lady Wildcats a little bit later on are going to take on Columbus Afrocentric in the Division III state semifinals. And coach, just for you to hear those words, what does that mean to you, being a former coach for so long at Keystone?
It's special. It's something that that every team dreams of, is getting to the Final Four. And it really is something to cherish. And I'm sure that the Keystone girls will do that. And they've had an exciting season, and they've earned the right to be here, and they've worked hard, and Coach Houston's done a great job. And I just think that, it's a dream come true for a high school basketball player. Whether you're a boy or a girl, it doesn't matter. I mean, you're in the Final Four. You're one of the top four teams in the state in your division. And it's just a great accomplishment.
It's a dream come true in some schools' instances. This is a once in a lifetime. This is the first time Keystone has done it. You were at the regional 3 different years. You know how hard it is, and every time you go up the ladder, how much more difficult it is to win the games. How often do you think back to those teams, to those games?
A lot lately. But yeah, I tell you, they're just great memories. And like Rocky, I had the opportunity, at least in two of those regional appearances, to have my daughters playing for me as well. And matter of fact, had two of my daughters playing for me for two of those at the same time in two of those regionals in 01 and 02. And then again in 2011. And it just brings back a lot of memories. I mean, I know how – I remember when in 01, the first time we were there, we did win the semifinal, regional semifinal game, and it was just – wow. It was like we're going to the regional finals. And unfortunately, we came across a team called Hamler Patrick Henry, and we got blown out in that game. But, you know, the fact that we made it that far – you know, even though it was disappointing to lose, it was something that had never been done in school history before, with boys or girls to make it to a regional game and to actually go in there and win one. You know, that was pretty special stuff, and it's still, you know, we remember it still today. And I run into a lot of the girls that I coached who I've got to see going to these district and regional games now. They're following these girls, which is really kind of neat because they remember what it was like and how special it is. And a lot of those ex-players that I had, they're bringing their daughters to the game and they're getting to witness this. And it really is something special, and it really can, you know, continue to build a good basketball program with your younger kids seeing how special this really is. So not only is it special for these girls that are going to be playing, it's special for the younger girls that are getting to witness it and maybe motivate them to continue the path and keep working hard so that someday maybe they can get there.
And that's our own Rob Polinsky with former Keystone head girls basketball coach Scott Terry here on A Wildcat Tale, Keystone's Road to State. Well, standing in the way of Keystone's chance to head to the regional final, it was a regional semifinal against Ortney Bryant and his Warrensville Heights Tigers, one of the more prolific girls basketball teams within our areas. Now, this was a fantastic ball game that took place down at Stowe Monroe Falls High School, so let's relive the final minute of that Warrensville Heights game that truly came down to the wire.
Sokolowski still dribbling around. We're down under a minute left to go now. Sokolowski looking to attack, looking to post up. McNeil now kicks it out to Brooklyn Barber. Barber now to Jess Forthover on the handoff. Forthover with it. Now back to Sokolowski. Sokolowski to a rolling Forthover. Forthover on the dribble drive. Flips it up and it's good! Jess Forthover, 20 points. Gives Keystone a 51-50 lead. 40 seconds left. Cameron Ruffin, shot fake from three, skipping through traffic, lot of contact, layup no good, rebound Helena Houston, and she's fouled. 51-50 our score, Keystone up one, 30 seconds left to go. Warrensville Heights has to foul at least once more to send Keystone to the line. Down to 25 seconds left to go, ball out of bounds, last touch by Leilani McNeil. It'll be Keystone basketball, 24 ticks left on that fourth quarter clock. Oh boy, risky pass into Jess Forthover. They get it to her. Forthover dribbling through traffic. Forthover spinning inside. Out to Brooklyn Barber. Down to 18 seconds left to go. Sokolowski has it. Now they foul her. Leilani McNeil got her. And, I mean, credit Keystone right now, man. Yeah. They had a 29-22 lead at the half. They were outscored in that third quarter, Jared, 22-10 by Warrensville Heights as the Tigers took a five-point lead into this final frame. But credit Keystone. They have done a great job of rebounding and staying resilient. They lead 51-50. They'll have the ball on the inbound with 15 seconds left to go. Man, got to get this in cleanly. Another foul will send them to the free throw line. So if you can find a way to get Vivian Castle the basketball, you're in great shape. They can't do it. Barber looking. And McNeil pokes it out of bounds. So Keystone will get another crack at the inbound. A couple tenths of a second came off there. We're down to 14.7 left in the game. Keystone will still trigger. It'll be Barber. Barber looking to get it in. Still looking. Barber still looking. Now they find Jess Forthover. Forthover with the basketball. Forthover just pivoting around. We're down to 10 seconds left to go. Castle's got it, and it's going to be a foul. And if that's on McNeil, she's done. Vivian Castle, a 75% free throw shooter, heads to the line for two of the biggest free throws of her life, and she sinks the first.
Yeah, I think that's the best for Ortney Bryant over there, Rocco. It's like, scenarios that you're talking about, he's trying to get his group to say, either way, we're going to have an opportunity with 8.6 to figure something out.
Castle's second free throw, in and out, no good. 8.6 seconds left to go. Tamara Thomas with the basketball, 5 seconds left to go. Thomas to Cameron Ruffin, we're down to three, and it's a timeout as Ortney Bryant gets the timeout in. We're down to 3 seconds left to go. 52-50, our score, Keystone leading by two. The best play that Ortney Bryant has in that mind over there, we're going to see it in these next 3.1 seconds. For Keystone, look, Coach Rock told us all year long, my girls defend, they work, they work, they work on that side of the floor, then they work some more. And boy, oh boy, does he need 3.1 more seconds of work out of them right now. It'll be Tamara Thomas to trigger the inbound. Again, 3 seconds left, Keystone leads 52-50, Warrensville Heights basketball. Tamara Thomas looks to get it in. They find Ruffin, it's stolen. Sokolowski steals it. Keystone's going to the regional final.
The Keystone Lady Wildcats are headed, Jared Kozar, to the Division III regional final, where they're going to play Doylestown Chippewa. Keystone wins it 52-50.
You're listening to A Wildcat Tale, Keystone's Road to State, presented by Nick Abraham Elyria Ford and Keystone Athletic Team supporters on AM 930 WEOL.
It's A Wildcat Tale, Keystone's Road to State, presented by Nick Abraham Elyria Ford and the Keystone Athletic Team supporters. Rocco Nushi back here with you from WEOL. And I'll tell you what, heading down to a state tournament all the way at the University of Dayton, it's a lot of fun, but there's a lot of logistics that go into this as well. You got to plan the bus ride, you got to plan some overnight lodging, and a whole lot more. And I had a chance to find out what all goes into that with Keystone Athletic Director and Head Boys Basketball Coach Jeff Holzhauer, who had, well, a little bit to do with Rocky Houston joining Keystone oh so many years ago.
Coach Houston and I, you know, I would say we go way back, but you know what? I didn't know Rocky real well before I asked him to coach with me. He came highly recommended by a lot of guys that I knew in our community that grew up playing softball with Rocky over the years, and he was a longtime assistant to Troy DeFranco over at Midview. And you know, I wasn't sure if Rocky was interested in coming over, but I knew he had children in the district. So I reached out to see if he wanted to coach JV boys basketball with us. And, you know, he jumped at the opportunity because I just think he wanted to be close to his kids and be able to watch his kids grow up. So it worked out great for him. It worked out great for me. You know, he turned out to be a great coach, just like everybody told me. And then when the girls' job came open, you know, he jumped on it, and he was definitely the best candidate for the job.
What makes him such a great coach in your eyes?
Super organized. He has a passion for the game. He understands the game extremely well. And I think a lot of that has to do with his organization. You know, over the years, he's figured out what works and what doesn't work. And he's really turned into a great coach.
No question. No question. As again, we're joined by Keystone Athletic Director Jeff Holzhauer. You were telling me off air you are being dragged around in a million different directions this week, and I can certainly imagine. So what all is your involvement, or I guess what can you share in terms of your involvement with this whole trip down to Dayton for the girls' basketball team?
Yeah, there's just a lot of logistics when you're talking about going 3 hours away, staying overnight, trying to figure out how to pay for things, you know, what hotel rooms are we going to pay for? You know, what other support are we going to ask for from the community? And it's something great about our Keystone community is when it comes to things like this, our community, they want what's best for our kids and they want to make things special. And any help that we need, I have all kinds of people offering to help with hotel costs, with transportation, with meals for the girls,
awesome.
Everything. So just trying to get this organized. And then we have a bunch of students that want to go down there too. And I have a lot of parents reaching out saying, we don't feel comfortable with our kids driving down there. You know, are we going to be able to get a pep bus? So finding a pep bus, getting the driver, figuring out how we're going to pay for that. There's just a lot of moving parts, you know, trying to figure out where the girls are going to go to get in a gym down there. We found a gym at Vandalia Butler High School for Thursday morning for the girls. So, yeah, like I said, just a lot of logistics, a lot of questions. But, you know, it's all it's all great because we're trying to make this to be the best experience that we can make it for these girls. So it's great having such a support system of people in our Keystone community that really care about athletics.
Well, in this community, they've been great this postseason, haven't they? I mean, obviously, like you mentioned, with some of the logistics and wanting to help fundraise for all the different things that need to be done. But just in terms of showing the heck up at these basketball games, Jeff, I mean, my goodness gracious, it's been a Wildcat takeover, whether it was out at Lakeview, at Stowe. I mean, they've shown up in big numbers, haven't they?
Yeah, I always say if you win at Keystone, they will come. So our fan base, if you win, and we always have great support, win or lose, but when you're winning at a high level, our community will rally around you and they will support you. And, you know, you look at Chippewa the other day, and Chippewa's had a ton of success. And, you know, I heard the whole town of Doylestown shut down and everybody comes to everything. I'm pretty sure we had more fans wearing purple than they had wearing blue the other day. You had a better view of it than I did. But I'm pretty sure that we had a ton of people there. So it's great. And it's funny, I was on the phone with the AD from Stowe going into this week, and he said, "Keystone, huh?" And I'm like, "Yeah." They said, are you gonna bring a lot of fans? And I said, "Of course we're going to bring a lot of fans." He said, "We remember you the last time you were here."
Wow.
And I thought to myself, I'm like, I know exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about our 04 boys basketball team.
Wow.
That was undefeated at the time. And we had our district at Stowe. And he remembered when we came in 04. And he said it was the most fans that Jim has ever seen.
Wow.
So that is just an example of what our community is capable of. And I think if he looks at all the girls basketball games that they've hosted, I'm guessing that might have been their biggest crowd or one of their biggest crowds. So that's a shout out to the Keystone community and how well we support our programs.
And that's Keystone Athletic Director and head boys basketball coach Jeff Holzhauer, busy as anybody this week getting this trip organized for the girls basketball team as they make their way to the University of Dayton to take on Columbus Afrocentric tonight in a Division III state semifinal. Well, there was one final hurdle standing in the way of Keystone in order to punch their ticket to this state tournament, and that was the Chips of Chippewa in a regional final that took place down at Stowe Monroe Falls High School. Things didn't really start all that great for Keystone in this one as Chippewa raced out to a 9-0 lead, seemingly in full control of this ball game. But Rocky Houston and his Lady Wildcats had something to say about that to the tune of a 25-0 run, outscoring Chippewa 25-2 the rest of that first half as that really propelled them to victory. Let's listen back to how some of that run went against the Chips.
Jedrzyk with the basketball in the corner. She's met by Henninger. Jedrzyk on the drive, driving baseline. Got cut off. Now she sees a double team, and she's going to lose it. And it's off her knee, out of bounds. Ball to Chippewa. Fourth over, snares the defensive board for Keystone. She's being hounded immediately, though. Fourth over, had it taken away. Great defense there. So still a 1-2-2 pressure here from Chippewa, and it's disrupted Keystone enough to where they can stick in it. Coach Houston told me he was hoping they could force Chippewa out of it, but so far, no dice. Castle had a good look at three. She's going to put it on the deck instead. Now Barber, she's going to let one fly, and she's got it. Brooklyn Barber finally gets the scoring started for Keystone. It took him over 4 minutes to get one to go. Now the fourth over in the corner. She's going to wheel it back around. It's Castle to an open Barber in the corner. Pocket three ball on the way. You bet. So here comes Sokolowski with it. Met by Henninger. Sokolowski, just a freshman, a very talented one. She's going to pull for three, and we are tied. With the hands by Chippewa, not giving Keystone anything easy. Fourth over. Launches for three, and she got it. A rare triple from Jessica Forthover, and she buries it. Keystone leads 12-9, and now a steal. Helena Houston takes it away for the Cats. 12-0 run by Keystone here in this first quarter.
Houston looking to attack, kicks it out. Castle, open three, top of the key, she got it.
All of Keystone points have come from the three ball. Keystone tips the inbounds pass, and it lands into the hands of Jess Forthover. Now to a cutting Castle. Castle inside to Riley. Jedrzyk, who lays it in for two. Rebound Sokolowski. Outlet pass up ahead to Brooklyn Barber. Ahead of the pack. Lefty layup. Lot of contact. No call. Jedrzyk the follow. And one.
Good hands there by the freshman for Keystone. Sokolowski. Step back. Three ball. You got it. Simply unbelievable. Second free throw from Castle is good.
makes it 25-9. The run continues for the Cats. Head coach Kate Miller right now from the Chips has to be thinking, what the heck do we need to do to get a bucket?
And how about these Keystone Lady Wildcats, folks? They trail 9-0. They lead here at the half 25-11. Back at Stowe High School, it's a 33-17 Keystone lead. They are 8 minutes away from heading to Dayton. Keystone, they can sense it. Full court pass to Jess Forthover. They get it in. Forthover going to lay it in for two. Jess Forthover kisses it in for two. There's the final shot at the buzzer. And look at your Keystone Wildcats. They're going to Dayton. Keystone knocks off Chippewa in the regional final 50-38.
You've been listening to A Wildcat Tale, Keystone's Road to State, hosted by Rocco Nushi. It's presented by Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, and the Keystone Athletic Team supporters on AM 930 WEOL.